My name's Lorna Forbes and I am marketing lead for specialist projects at RNIB.
So how are you and why are you involved with these awards today?
So my role was about developing the awards, running the nominations process, making sure that we were celebrating people within the sight loss sector, and then putting on this celebration to really acknowledge them and reward them for the hard work that they do in the sight loss and eye health sector.
And we've only just kicked off, but are you looking forward to today? How do you feel it's going so far?
I'm happy so far, I have to say. People look happy. Food's gone down well, which is really great. But when we get to the really fun part where we announce the overall winners in each category, well, that's the part that I'm really looking forward to. So the nominations process started with us going out into the sight loss sector and asking sight loss professionals to either nominate themselves or to nominate one of their colleagues. So we received a number of nominations in, and within that process we shortlisted down to national finalists, and those are the people that are here today waiting to find out whether or not they've come out as the overall winner in each category.
So this is a completely kind of, nobody's got any clue, it's not all been told before.
Absolutely not, no, it's not been told before at all. The only person that does know, but I think quite rightly so, is our Lifetime Achievement Award winner. And that's somebody that's given, well, at least 20 or 30 years of their life to supporting people with sight loss and within the sector.
My name is Simon Berry, I'm an optometrist from Durham.
And why are you here today? Can you tell us about the award you've won?
So I was nominated by a qualified teacher of the vision impaired, who's Carrie Ann from Gateshead. I was nominated for changing the regulation around special facial characteristics.
And how did you feel about winning the award today?
Kind of surprised. I really did not expect to win.
So you've literally just found out?
Yes. Yeah. I really didn't think I would win at all, you know. But it was incredibly nice to be nominated, even nicer to be able to win.
Can you just give us a quick run through of what you did then?
So it started with a complaint to the NHS because I wanted my patients to receive a better level of service, especially children with Down syndrome. So there was this situation where children that came from the hospital got a better level of service than on the high street, and it just went up the ranks. The complaint went up and up, and eventually got changed.
And is there anybody you'd like to thank for the award?
It was Carrie Ann. It was really nice for her to be nominated. Also, there's a guy called David Geddes, who is the Commissioner of Primary Care England, and he helped quite a lot as well.
My name's Karina Swift. I'm the Eye Clinic Liaison Officer at St Paul's Outpatients Department at the Royal in Liverpool.
And what award have you won today?
I've won the Professional Person of the Year.
And how does it feel to win? What did you do to win this award? What was it that made you stand out?
I'm just really, really shocked. When I started the trust, I created what's called a sight loss pack for patients who come into the trust with any health issues, and they have a sight condition, but the sight condition becomes secondary. So I created this pack to make their journey a lot more easy for them, because it all started with a complaint that a patient wasn't treated correctly.
And how does it feel to win?
Really unbelievable. I'm really, really shocked.
Just
fantastic. I wasn't actually, because we go to work every day to do our job, as I said before, and we don't realise the impact we make on patients. But to me, it's just absolutely fantastic.
So it's a really good feeling.
It is unbelievable.
And have you got anybody you'd like to thank for winning the award?
Definitely. I'd like to thank St Paul's Eye Unit, especially the Outpatients Department, for all the continuous support. Without them, and I'm actually collecting the award on their behalf, really, because without that, you know, I wouldn't be the person I am today. And also the Bradbury Fields, which is a charity in Liverpool that supports people with sight loss, which are absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name's Imran Haq. I'm a junior doctor, and I've just won the Voice of the Community Award. So yeah, total shock.
So what did you do to win this award?
I made some videos. They're basically just going through eye conditions that can cause patients to lose their vision. Because a lot of the time patients come in and you tell them that you might be losing your vision because of this, because of that, and they don't hear a word of it. So when they go home, there's so much information available on the internet, nothing really makes sense. So I made these videos to hopefully empower patients so they know exactly what's going on with them.
And how does it feel to win, to be recognised by the RNIB at the Vision Pioneer Awards?
Total shock. I'm using all my strength to hold this award right now because it's really heavy and I'm really just in complete shock. So yeah, I mean, I'm really grateful. Being an ophthalmology doctor, you hear of the RNIB, it's like a massive organisation, and I never, ever, not even like at lunchtime, thought I'd be here holding this. I just thought, oh, it's a nice day trip down to London. I'll be back up again in the evening. So.
And is there anybody you'd like to thank for the award? So maybe someone that nominated you?
I don't know who nominated me as a patient, and I'd like to thank them. So if you'd please get in touch with me if you did nominate me, because I'm really grateful.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to anybody? Maybe where to find your videos if people are in need?
Yes, if you go to askaneyesurgeon.com, you'll find my videos, and hopefully there'll be more up now that I know there's an audience.
Well, Imran, thank you very much for talking to us at the RNIB.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mandy Rowles, and I'm from Warrior Martial Arts in Congleton, Cheshire, and I've just won the Teacher of the Year Award. Well, me and my partner, Keith Hipkiss, have jointly. And we were nominated by a parent who brings her son to the gym.
So, martial arts, how is it teaching visually impaired children?
What we're doing is helping them become part of a team and making sure that they don't feel excluded from other children that can actually take part in the sport. Especially with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, it's something where they can actually close their eyes, whether they've got impaired vision or full vision, and they just feel their partner as they're actually training with them. With kickboxing, it's a little bit different. We do have to make small adjustments within the class to make sure those children that have got impaired vision do feel as if they can see and take part by making sure they're in the centre and, you know, they're close to the teacher and that they can actually physically see and feel what's going on within the class.
So how does it feel to be recognised for this award?
Amazing. I didn't expect this at all today. Come down to London with Junior's mum, and just to be part of this and be a finalist, we are absolutely amazed. So I just can't thank RNIB and everybody that voted for us enough. It's amazing.
I'm Adrian, and I'm an eye clinic liaison officer at King's College Hospital in London.
And you've just won the Innovation Award today at the Vision Pioneer Awards. Could you tell us what it was that you did at King's College?
Yes, we've set up a screening program to pick up any depression symptoms in our patients with significant sight loss. And we've put some referral pathways in place so we can get these people the help they need in terms of their mental health.
So you're hoping that this is going to move from King's College to other hospitals?
Yes, we're hoping that that will be very much the case. And we're working on getting this into other hospitals as well.
And is there anybody you'd like to thank, maybe the person that nominated you?
Yes, I would definitely like to thank Owen O'Sullivan, who's the clinical lead, and he nominated me for this award, but also the wonderful team at King's College Hospital and the IMPARTS team who work at bridging this gap between mental health and physical health, not just in the eye clinic, but also in other departments within King's. I think it's very important for work that people do to help those with a visual impairment to be recognized and marked as such, so that perhaps other professionals in the field can replicate the work and improve on it.
I'm Sue Adams, as Joanne Hay, and we're from the Bradford Sensory Service Vision Impairment Team. We've just won the award for Team of the Year. We're quite a big team. We've got a lot of children in Bradford who need our support. We work from birth to 19 years old, and we try and work with other professionals as well. We also work with colleagues across the region, so the Yorkshire and Humberside region, to share our expertise, and which we think is really important. Mm-hmm. We go into homes, and we try, and Joanne's part of the early years team, and we try and work with families as much as possible in the very early stages. So do you want to say something about that?
Well, it means there's a continuity. I get to know them from very young and then pass them on as they go older. So there's that continuity.
So what was it about your team that you feel that made you stand out to win this award today?
Well, we're not sure, because I'm sure everybody else does fantastic work as well. But I think we probably, Yvonne's done a lot of work with special schools. Some of the work that Yvonne has done is nationally acclaimed, and we try and work beyond our little area, and we try and share regionally. We try and get involved in national things, research projects, standards and testing agency. And so perhaps it's that sort of reaching out to everyone and sharing.
And is there anybody you'd like to thank today for your award?
Yes. we'd like to thank our boss, Anne Lomas, who nominated us and who wouldn't come and asked members of the team to nominate other members of the team to come. So, yes, we would like to thank her because she's really supportive to everything we do.
Hello, I'm Sally Harvey. I'm Chief Executive at RNIB and I'm delighted to be here today at the Royal College of Nursing in London.
How important is it that these awards happen for the RNIB?
Yeah, we're here for the 2017 RNIB Vision Pioneer Awards, which celebrate the work that professionals do in the eye health and sight loss sector. It's really important, I believe, to recognise what often goes unrecognised, and that is the work that goes on day to day to support people living with sight loss and for those who are at risk of sight loss.
So although a lot of these people are outside of the RNIB, the RNIB's charity is still doing their hardest to recognise all these people.
It's really important for RNIB to recognise the contribution of the many different organisations and individuals who make such a difference to the day-to-day lives of blind and partially sighted people. RNIB can never be there for everyone affected by sight loss, so recognising the contribution of the many, many different organisations and individuals is really important.
If you'd like to find out more, hear more from the winners, a full video of the awards will be available soon on www.rnib.org.uk/VPA.